This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the freaks, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the deeper dumps.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be DPP.
Taking notes. I'm already taking notes. Didn't get through the intro.
What do you mean? Taking for what?
I don't know.
But no, well, you wrote it down.
Yeah, it's notes. I got notes.
What are they? You already have notes? What are they?
Hey, you don't get them. Share them. I don't have to share them with you. My notes.
I share the Big Show sheet with everybody every week.
Yeah, that's why you're the host and you're awesome. I just take notes on the side.
You're the one with awesome on your license plate, dipshit. And, of course, with us, as always, playing at probably like 70%. A little bit under the weather, but he's here. I don't think he's drinking anything but maybe some NyQuil. He does have trivia, though. It's AJ Balazs.
No matter how sick I am, no matter whether hook or by crook, you're going to get trivia and you're going to like it.
All right. Well, there you go. Well said.
Those are probably what the notes are for.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm glad you're feeling better. I was
not feeling so hot in the morning, and I'm like, oh god, I have to call out of work, and then I'm like, am I gonna be able to do the podcast? Downed a shot or two of NyQuil, some DayQuil when I actually decided to wake up, so I'm feeling better.
All right. Well, I hope you get
ish.
Yeah. I wish you a speedy recovery. A little bit of news for everybody, in case you haven't noticed, and apparently more people were getting the podcasts from thechairshot.com than I had thought, but the website is down, and we are efforting that, so if you listen on a streaming platform and you know someone that sits on the website, tell them to fucking go on the streaming platform. It's almost like pointless to tell them that. You know what I mean? Like, they're either here or they're not. But if you're here and you're wondering where the website is, we're working on it. We may end up revamping everything and doing some housekeeping while we're down. But we'll see what happens. We're not going anywhere. We're still here. There will be a chair shot doc at thechairshot.com. Just be patient with us. Until then, please continue to follow us on the social media at Chairshot Media. Follow Greg DeMarco. Follow myself, PC Tunney, and Andrew Blaz. We'll keep you updated on what's going on with the website. So just a little housekeeping there for everybody. Hopefully that comes back sooner than later. So that's what I got for you right now. But before we go to commercial break, I want to let you know what we're doing this week on the 406th edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not that sick, but sheesh.
I wonder where I was going to go. Michael Sheet. You want to be under a bed sheet.
Randy Orton decides to go steady with one particular brand. We're wondering who Roman Reigns' opponent will be at the Royal Rumble. We have some early predictions on who we think will be the last four men in the Royal Rumble, the men's Royal Rumble. This week we're going to talk about that. Like AJ said, he has trivia. And a last call on a New Japan Pro Wrestling legend whose contract is up early next month. But before we ring the bell, I want to tell you about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Head on over there, pick yourself up a ChairShot t-shirt. Plenty of great designs, plenty of clever phrases. Get it in soft style, feels good on your body, makes a great gift as well. Skip the gift card, skip the tie, skip the fruit basket, or whatever stupid thing you're going to get somebody for Christmas. Pick them up a ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot t-shirt. Get yourself two, one for them and one for you. Happy holidays, DWI 406. We'll be right back after this.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
DPP, ring the bell. All right, gentlemen. Were you surprised that Randy Orton is exclusive to one brand? DP?
I guess not surprised. I know we talked that, you know, he's got the tenure to possibly just do the whatever brand he wants to be on, free agent type of thing, but it's probably fine, you know, if he's... That makes sense from a storyline perspective that he's on SmackDown. Because his whole beef, but he just when he came back, was going after the bloodline.
Right.
So, place to be.
AJ?
I mean, I'm a little surprised just because Cody is on Raw. I mean, we could still have a little spat with that later on down the line, but that's more where my surprise is, where we're all expecting the Cody heel turn, but I appreciate the fact that the bloodline is where his main focus is, and he's got some really, really quote-unquote unlikely help, and it's kind of weird knowing what that help is because it's the only time you're ever going to see Andrew and I go, hey, your guy's helping my guy. Our guys are helping each other. Let's go do this. And LA Knight and Orton.
Well, AJ Styles should be coming back as you listen this evening, I believe. I believe CM Punk is also going to be on Friday Night SmackDown tonight. And Roman will be back next week, from what I'm hearing. I guess, yeah, I mean, if you're going to build a storyline between him and between Randy and Roman, maybe for WrestleMania is a possibility. You'd think he'd have to be over there. Put that on top of what you said with having pretty much pinpointed his intentions to a bag full of receipts for the bloodline, right? So it's interesting. I didn't think it was necessary, but at the same time, Roman's not there all the time anyway, so it's good to have Randy over there. Raw has its fair share of star power on the men's division as it is. So, and if you notice and you look back, and hindsight's always 20/20, he wasn't really the Viper with his coming back right away. He didn't turn on anybody. He was nice with everybody. He played nice. He left everybody playing nice, especially Jey Uso, right? So they left all that to be done down the road. So it kind of seems like we're going to introduce you here, but you're going to go to SmackDown. Do you guys see CM? I don't see CM Punk signing to a specific brand. Do you guys?
I mean, it only makes sense if Randy's on the one show. I mean, I know Adam Pearce even said to Rollins on Raw, saying, I'm going to do everything in my power to try to put Punk on Raw. And that's just that just makes sense to me, where it's you have more going for him on the Raw side than on the SmackDown side. That's just how I feel about that.
Does Punk show up on SmackDown and somehow signs to Raw on the episode? Like, what? I'd want him to be a free agent, more of a Lesnar status thing. What do you think, DP?
I think he 100% signs to Raw.
Okay.
I think that's happening. I think.
So what? Next
I think
week,
we'll end
maybe?
SmackDown with him dropping the SmackDown, contract and just leaving it and going, no, I'm not signing this shit and walking out.
Yeah, but that would be Because Orton did the same thing where he tossed the Raw contract back at Pierce, and then he signed the SmackDown one, handed it to Aldis and everything.
Okay.
I think Punk would just kind of sit somewhere, like probably at the top of the ramp or in the ring, and then, you know, just say something. Rollins gets on a little bit of a tirade, and then Punk just goes behind his back, lifts up a little contract, and was like, I've already signed it, signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm on Raw, and then throws it. I could see Punk doing that more than doing the whole Batista angle.
Yeah, we're
delivered. I'm Raw.
Yeah, we're all wrong on exactly what's gonna happen, but AJ's yours was the best out of all of them. So you know,
I appreciate that.
You know what I mean, though, right? Like. We'll see what happens. We'll see. I'm excited. This is just a great time right now for WWE fans, because we're like, the honeymoon just started. You know, they just got, you know, we just got, you know, reconnected with these guys. So it's so fresh. It's going to be so great. This has been one of the best post-WrestleMania to Royal Rumble runs in WWE history, in my mind. We did not lose any steam from the road to WrestleMania this past year through now. It's just been getting better and better. And obviously that's long-term storytelling, right?
Yeah, more or less.
I mean, it's crazy. It's amazing that, you know, we've had this Bloodline storyline that just kept going. You know, we've had guys coming back, returns, you know, men's and women's side. That just added a little more watchability. Like, you wanted to see what was going to happen next. You had great wrestling. You had great storytelling. You've had these streaks going on with Gunther and Reigns that you want to see if they're going to hold on to their titles and break the streaks. And it's been great.
Do the tag titles lose some luster if they're broken up because they've been together for so long?
I don't think so. I think you need to break those up, because now it's starting to just be like, it's starting, because Triple H is the one running this, obviously, and he was in the era of tag team turmoil. We saw it on Raw. There's like three or four tag team matches that were on there. And then SmackDown also has a few tag teams in there. I know they don't really showcase it that much, but they do. I would say you have to break them up so that way it's better. You know, you get the Raw and the SmackDown side. You don't need a unified front here. Just have two prolific tag teams showing how good they are. That's all you need.
Yeah, I'm torn on that. I don't want the brand split.
You get what I'm saying, though, right?
But
that they feel like they're going to lose some luster to them if they split them up.
There's a little bit of luster that's lost, but it's also losing luster on the tag division, only having one tag title that
they don't even do tag team fucking wrestling right now.
Exactly. And you have so many great tag teams.
They do.
Because you already have all these up and coming tag teams coming up. That's what I'm saying.
If they're gonna build a tag team division, then they can do it. But that's gonna be my point. It seems like they're trying to make a little more effort. Triple H trying to make a little more effort to have some tag teams, but in recent history,
I mean,
we have seen that is not the case, and there's no sense in having two tag team champions because there's not tag teams prominently displayed, and no like specific tag teams are just guys thrown together, and it's like
right, like Cody Kofi. And Xavier Woods, like the New Day is not even a big thing anymore. You don't have the Usos as a tag team anymore. The Brawling Brutes are boring. The Viking Raiders War Machine isn't together because Eric's hurt. What else? Like you have just young, unproven tag teams.
You got Pretty Deadly. The Creed Brothers.
Hurt right away, ruin their fucking mojo. What else you got?
The Creed Brothers.
Creed Brothers, breath smelling like Similac. What do you got? What else you got?
Street Profits.
Really? With Bobby Lashley is just boring. I'm sorry. Where's Chris to argue with about that? Because I'm sure he'd probably agree with me. Like, can we get MVP out there with them and get the street business back going? Or
Street business.
Street business. That's what Ray calls it. Street business.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where the tag team division's at. Really?
Well, you can build it. I'm going to say this. I appreciate the fact that with Dom and JD that they're kind of making them lower tag team.
It's just every week it gets worse and worse. The guy's head is just so fucking big compared to his body. It's worse every week. Every week I look at it like, what am I watching? Wasn't there like a NBA Jam code where you could play with big heads and little bodies?
Yes.
What was the fucking code? JD McDonough?
That's what the J stands for JD McDonough. NBA Jam.
Jam McDonough.
Jam McDonough.
Jam D McDonough. That might be the episode title.
There we go. Yep, I knew that was coming.
No, I can't. It's just a big head. It's a big head.
The big head.
So
makes
Roman,
me think of Silicon Valley.
Yes, big head. Yeah, that's such a great show. Oh man, I've never gone back and watched it. I wonder if that has any rewatchability. You know, we always talk about different sitcoms.
See if it holds up. Yeah.
Yeah, like Seinfeld and Big Bang Theory. To me, like I can watch those anytime. Right. 30 Rock. Loved the series when it was on. Go back now. It was so timely, the humor, that I just don't enjoy it. And the worst rewatchable sitcom of all time that was good for until like the last two seasons.
I know.
Go ahead, DP. What's the name of that sitcom that you can't watch anymore at all because it's just cringe?
Buddy's favorite, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. I loved it at the time. We both watched the whole series.
I was about to say, meanwhile, I did a rewatch with Chantel, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember how much I loved this.
Did you really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
We rewatched it like when we first, when I moved in.
You know what's weird, too, is Modern Family. I loved it, watched it, you know, every week when it was on. And then after when it first started in syndication, I really liked watching it back. Now I just can't get back into it anymore.
Same with Modern Family. And it has nothing to do with them. It's just, it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Really.
I don't know. I just didn't. Okay. Anyway, on the side
then,
quest.
I was about to say, and
yeah,
then I also really love watching,
Sophia
Vergara. What the hell is Tim Allen's thing that he has?
Home Improvement.
Last Man Standing.
Other than Home Improvement.
Last Man Standing.
That's one good. That I can watch a lot.
That's good. I watch that every week when it was on. All right, let's go back to wrestling. Speaking of things that are on every week, Roman's back next week. Rumble's cut. He's gotta defend the title at Rumble, right?
I mean, he's got to.
Oh, yeah.
So who's he going to defend the title against at Royal Rumble? Because if you want to believe that he's facing Punk or Orton, then they're not facing them at I don't think either of them would be facing him at Rumble. What is it, AJ Styles? That's what it feels like.
I don't see, that's the thing. I really don't know who he would be facing. It would have to be a good name to face AJ at the Royal Rumble, but like AJ, but that's also a return. We'll get to what I want to do with AJ when we get to Rumble talk. But it has to be, we can't run back Kevin Owens at the Rumble again. That's just the drizzling shits right there. We've already had three Owens.
Braun Strowman Rumble come back? Matches. Is Braun close to coming back?
I don't know. I forgot what he was hurt with. So he could work. I really can't think of anyone other than Orton, Styles, or they just throw KO in there.
I heard he had a sprained dong.
No. And that right there is the reason why the website's down.
No, it's not. Your brother tried to blame it on me too. You fucking belie motherfucking assholes. Fuck both of you.
Did you say the website's down?
Let it go. I want to hear the music. I want to hear the fucking Magic Game music.
When he comes back, we can play the game.
All right. Go fuck yourself. Where's this goddamn? Here it is. Nope.
And then the only other name I can think of is LA Knight, but they apparently have other
they
plans
for
that.
That's, they just
yeah,
did
I know.
It.
That's why I said it's the only other name I can think of. So that's why I'm like, I got nothing for who Reigns faces. Do you, Dan?
The man we just talked about. It's Randy Orton. Randy Orton at the Rumble. I think that's what's happening at Rumble.
Well, then who you got to face?
Another plan for Mania.
What is it?
And that keeps Orton out of the Rumble, so he's not going to win it. And it's going to be Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes wins the Rumble.
You think Roman Cody
and goes to, and moves to SmackDown. And we got Punk on Raw. We got Rhodes on SmackDown. If Reigns is going to go away, if Reigns isn't going to be wrestling for a while, or if this is his last run, then Rhodes can take the title off him. And then you got Rhodes, you got Orton, you got LA Knight, you got guys on SmackDown there to fill the void there with Reigns gone. And you've got Raw covered now that Punk's there. Styles is coming back. Rollins is there. Got good rosters now. That's a good way to rotate a couple guys. See Orton. I think Orton goes for his receipt at Rumble. Doesn't win it. Gets his match. He can go through the rest of the bloodline on the way to WrestleMania for something. Not sure what. Maybe it's Gunther. I don't know.
Apparently Braun had neck fusion surgery. He's not going to be back for a while, if ever.
Ouch.
I guess that back wasn't very strong.
He said he'd love to be back by Rumble, but like I said, I'm at the mercy of the doctors and what they say. I'm listening to them because it's a very serious injury that I had. So slow and steady as the process on the company is so supportive behind me and stuff. I'm staying busy now. There you go. So, yeah, he's...
not going to hit.
I think he knows that the taking the time and making sure he's good to go will make sure that he has another 5 years at least when he comes back. So if he has to wait till 2025 Royal Rumble, then wait. He's a big guy. The travel is probably the worst thing on him because matches for the big guys, especially as they get older, they can put on great matches without taking a gigantic toll on themselves all the time. And he's a guy that has such a character and personality, he doesn't even really need to wrestle that much. So, I mean, he's an attraction. They brought him back for a reason. That's my opinion. I think that would have been cool if he was healthy. I think it's AJ Styles. I really do. I think it's Orton at Mania. I think that's the replacement for Rock. It looks like we're getting Seth and Punk. I mean, I'd love to see Punk and Roman. I think that's the big money ticket. That's the biggest money ticket you can get behind Roman and Rock. I'm telling you right now. Paul Heyman's in the middle of it.
It makes a lot of sense for that. I mean, we talked about it, the whole Heyman factor, the fact that he mentioned a wise man told me to just go away or whatever. Like, he's hitting towards it. If it's Punk wins a Rumble and goes and moves to SmackDown, great. That works for me too. But that's definitely a big time moneymaker. And you can keep Cody on Raw and keep him on Mondays. And I think Orton. I don't know. It's tough because I think they need something big for the Rumble there, and I think Orton's the guy that they're going to put in that spot.
Speaking of the Rumble, if you had to guess right now and you had to put a wager down, you know, everybody puts in $5 and everybody picks their final four, and whoever gets it right gets the till. Who would you put down as your final four of the Rumble right now? And I've had a chance to think about this more than you guys, although you guys have had enough time. I think you both pretty much know what you want to say. Mine, Orton, Punk, Cody, Gunther. Yours? I mean, we don't have to sit here and explain them. You can pretty much, you guys can make the argument for those four the same way that I could. So what do you got, DP? Zaym?
What was the close last year?
Cody and Gunther?
Gotta roll it back again.
So who's the other two?
Rhodes, Gunther, Punk, LA Knight, Final Four.
Oh, because you got Orton in the... Yep, okay, gotcha.
So I got Orton in the match, right. So that would be the only difference, right?
Yeah. So, hey, AJ Balazs, who do you have in the final four of the Men's Royal Rumble? AJ Balazs.
The final four? Cody.
Orton.
Styles.
AJ Styles.
And Punk.
So we all have Cody and Punk. Right? And Dan and I both have Gunther, and AJ and I both have Orton, and AJ has AJ, and DP has LA Knight. Right. Got it. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
We'll visit this back in a month. How's that sound? So the first episode after the new year, we will make our secondary predictions, and then obviously one of our favorite shows of the year is the Royal Rumble preview.
Which is usually our clusterfuck. It's like a quad or a quint cast.
Get Kenny back.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Kenny. He had a birthday the other week. Good for him. Every year with that guy, it's a fucking birthday. If I was sitting here holding the mic like Dave does, I would totally do the Chappelle thing where I slap it on my leg instead of laughing at my own jokes. Who, by the way, I believe has a Netflix special coming out in January. So booyah to that.
Dave Unger?
No, Dave Chappelle.
Oh.
Dan, I think no, I like
but
that more.
I'm sure we will be doing. right. What is it? The Aggies, right? We'll be doing the Aggies soon enough.
The Swaggies.
Sorry, the Aggies. Attitude Aggies.
I threw a message to him, and I'm like, this was a couple of days ago. I'm like, it's the 5th. When are the Swaggies? And he was like, probably around the end of the year, like after Christmas.
It's usually the first weekend of January after the new year, unless the new year is like Wednesday, Thursday or something. So Dave usually tries to get that out before Royal Rumble. But speaking of that, let me plug Big Four. The Big Four project has been going great. DJ's becoming a regular there. Myself and Dave, it's Attitude of Aggression. I've adopted taking over and going back, we rewatch and break down what happened in the Big Four pay-per-views throughout WWE history. You can go back and listen to all the episodes. I believe we're on Chapter 10 coming up here, which is going to be SummerSlam and Survivor Series 91, which SummerSlam is an amazing IC Intercontinental Championship match between Bret Hart and Mr. Perfect. So I believe as we get into the mid and later 90s, there will be other personalities on the chair shot that would enjoy joining us for some of the pay-per-views. But right now we're kind of old school, and a lot of the old school guys that Patrick and Greg don't have a lot of time to do this. But DJ and Dave and I have been doing a great job. DP looks like he wants to say something. No, I thought you wanted to hear
Mr. Perfect.
I know.
Wow.
I was waiting for you to. I thought you might be earmarking a certain Big Four show. You're like, I want to be on that one.
I thought you were getting close to WrestleMania 10. That's going to be, I'm in on that.
Fair enough. And I know young guys like AJ, once we start getting into the Monday Night Wars, will definitely want to be jumping in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to throw a little like talk about WCW in there too?
So we do talk about the entire landscape of professional wrestling. I think one of the funnest things we did in the last chapter was you're going from Royal Rumble, where Warrior loses the title to Sergeant Slaughter, to WrestleMania, where Sergeant Slaughter loses to Hulk Hogan. In addition, Macho and Warrior are having a great match and feud, who caused the Warrior to lose. And kind of where, you know, we came up with the thing where Vince had to say, you know, well, it's your time, Warrior. I know we talked about doing you and Hogan rematch at 7, but we got this gold mine here of the Iraqi war, and we're going to hit on it. And it was just a storyline that was so out there. So we definitely go over the entire landscape outside. I mean, we kind of run down the match, comment on it, but it's more in between the lines and giving you, setting the scenario and the storylines from behind everything. So really good listen there. So, yeah, that's what I got for you. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out when we come back. The half dead, half alive phenomenal trivia trickster is taking over. It's DWI 406. Don't drink and drive. Drink a podcast. Hey, Kenny, where you at?
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And just because I'm not drinking doesn't mean the others aren't, because Tony, I think, was, there we go, scrambling for that beer. You love it, you hate it, it's always around. It's trivia. I decided to quickly whip it up, more December stuff. Don't worry, it's not going to be all tribute to the troops like last time.
I won last week.
You're just happy because you got to say JBL headphones.
I won last week, by the way. I didn't know about that. No, that's true. I did win, Dan. I won.
Wow.
Oh, were you talking?
I won.
Yeah. All right, Dan. You know how this goes. Door number one, two, or three.
Almost the end of the year. I got to stick with my threes. That means I might be dropping a deuce late.
We're going to force that deuce out.
I only drop a deuce every 3 years.
God, that fiber.
Every 100th DWI, Dan drops that deuce.
Oh, gross.
Alrighty. This is door number three, so what was the name of the pay-per-view in December before TLC took over? It was a nice little in-between pay-per-view. It had some memorable moments. One I can think of is Kane versus... Yeah.
those are just some main events that spring into my mind because Dan said Armageddon, so did Tony, because it was Armageddon.
Hold that out at the last minute, huh?
No, it's what first came to my mind, but I wasn't sure if it was right.
What was it when I said like the triple threat or Jeff Hardy winning?
The only thing that gave me a clue that you said was the question.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
I wasn't trying.
That came out like I was trying to be a douchebag, and a lot of times I am. But there, I was really just answering your question. I'm sorry.
I can tell the difference. Don't worry. I just remember the thing of Jeff Hardy holding up the thing on like the burnt, destroyed tower prop that they had, and he's just celebrating on that before Rumble 09. I don't know why that springs to my mind. But, Tunney, are you going to drop the deuce, or are you numero uno?
I'll drop it. I'll drop that deuce. Let's
drop the deuce, Dan. We don't hold Dan now.
Let's make sure Dan's full of shit.
All right. Well, I mean, you were talking about the big four.
Doesn't take a lot of work, brother.
Yeah.
And this is a 50-50 question.
Okay.
Well,
there's
which
four of
came...
them, so it'd be like 25%.
Well, this is a 50-50, because we know that Mania was first.
Okay.
But which came first, SummerSlam or Survivor Series?
I know.
But yeah, you did. The route didn't work.
Because the Rumble was the last of the Big Four, so. Who was first in this damage?
Do I know? Do I?
Do you? And don't just put down SS.
I mean, I did put down two S's, but...
Damn it!
Tony says Survivor Series. Dan says Survivor Series. It was Survivor Series. Yeah. So if we have a tiebreaker, there's going to be
1987?
I don't know. I like instantly
so Dan
was like
ruined the goddamn
when I said
okay.
when I said oh did you yeah I knew that anyway so you'd have to have a different question but yeah right when I said I know I was firmly like came to my mind right oh it's Survivor Series but then I like thought for 5 seconds and I'm like is it Survivor Series all right here we go
all right last Bro, question. No. Numero uno.
Doodly-doo.
What was the last year WWE decided to do the TLC pay-per-view? I want the year. Because obviously that's more recent. We haven't had a December pay-per-view in a while. Or TLE.
First two numbers I'm writing down are 2 and 0.
It's just, is it the third one a 1 or a 2?
All right. You ready?
All right.
You ready to
Dan,
lose?
You got yours?
You ready to lose?
Tony says 2019. Dan says 2021.
It's 2020
in between, isn't it?
Is it 2020?
Oh, you guys really like Gargano and Ciampa because you met right in the middle because it's 2020.
So closest without going over wins. Tony wins. Yeah, music's already playing, bitches. Let's go! Another victory for PC.
No.
What do you mean no?
I mean, no.
I already played the theme music.
Yeah, I know.
All right, what's the tiebreaker?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have one, then I win.
I had a tiebreaker. Dan ruined it.
Well, then I definitely win, because Dan fucking ruined trivia.
Wow. I got it right before you did.
Guy's so full of shit, he ruined trivia.
Maybe
he could drop a deuce once in a while.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, last call, folks. One, Mr. What, the Rainmaker, right? Kazuchika Okada?
Yep.
Is rumored to be a free agent at the end of January. I don't know if that means after January 31st or at some point in the end of January. Because
January 1st?
31st. Sorry, that did not come through.
January 1st.
What's wrong with him? Well, he's got a bit of the January thirst. I suffer from that year-round. I went up to... So... We have a couple people that don't speak great English where I work. So one of my buddies that I know, Juan... He's working, and I walk by him, and he looks at me, and we always joke around and, you know, try to have fun at work. And I walk by him, and I'm, like, kind of itching my throat, and I look at him, and he looked at me, and I'm like, I go, I'm thirsty. He kind of looked at me again, and I go, I'm thirsty. And he looked at me again, and I said, necesito una cerveza. And he fucking lost it. Said, I need a beer. I need a beer. I'm thirsty. So last call, drink alone. Here are the odds, gentlemen. Are you ready? Well, let's have you guys guess. Let's play a little fun game here where we like to do guess the odds. You guys know we like to do. We used to do this for the pay-per-views, right? We can try that again.
Mm-hmm.
For Rumble. Might have to come back with that for the Rumble.
Shout out to Mags.
Yeah, shout out to Mags. I love that we shout out to Mags when we belch on the show because it pisses them off. So, who do you guys, why don't you write them down? AJ, you got a pen and paper?
I probably do somewhere around here.
I'd like to know the odds for him to return to New Japan, to go to AEW, or go to WWE. And I'll say this. One, the money line is minus, so they're the favorite. The other two, the money line is plus, because they're not the favorites. So there you go.
Okay.
Hold on, I gotta look this guy up. What's his name?
You, Okada, the only one you know.
Just Okada. Oh. It's one of the three Japanese wrestlers you know.
Yeah, Shinsuke, Tanahashi, Nakamura, Tanahashi, and Okada. It's Okada. And by the way, Okada's 39.
He's 36.
So if he signed a three-year deal somewhere, he wouldn't be able to go anywhere else until he was 39. Is my dear old granddad.
Granddad.
You think Okada drinks alone? I don't. I think he drinks with plenty of beautiful women.
Well, okay, no, I don't think he does that either, because I know he's married and has a kid.
That hasn't stopped a lot of successful people in the world, Adam.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm not saying that. I'm just. All right. You guys got your. All right. Go ahead, raise them up there. What do we got? Okay, you see what Dan did, AJ?
Made it a smart way.
That's what we want you to do. Dan's got New Japan minus 120, AEW plus 300, WWE plus 1,000. All right. I can't see that. Okay, you got plus 1,500 for WWE, minus 300 New Japan, and AEW just said no.
Just no.
All right. Well, Dan has the right. Dan has the right sequencing. WWE's plus 200, AEW's plus 150, and New Japan is minus 125. So to me, that means they don't fucking have any idea.
Yeah.
I know New Japan is trying to offer him like more limited contract and like schools or something like that, and like working with whoever in the future and part of the business. I know AEW would be more of where he's at now, and he knows Omega and Jericho, so there's probably a little more familiarity there. But I can tell you the best thing for his body at 36 to make it be the same as it is now at 39, and the most money for long term, if you want to stay connected, is WWE. And maybe the caveat needed there is, and thankfully Hunter's in charge, that WWE has a relationship with New Japan again, because who's the last person to work for WWE with New Japan? Was it Liger? Wrestled in
Liger.
NXT, so it's not unprecedented. The fact that if you still wanted to work New Japan dates, that's easily done in AEW. But man, to have Okada show up at fucking Royal Rumble, I mean, I think you underestimate the popularity of Okada with even the casual wrestling fans in WWE, because even Dan knows Okada. So, AJ,
let's start with you. What the Royal Rumble and Okada and everything else. It makes sense for him to be in WWE if he's going to be in the States. He does speak okay enough English. Because there were some times
either.
In New Japan during the... I know it doesn't really matter, but there were some dates where they had the G1 Climax in the States, and he actually spoke to the crowd without having like a translator or anything like that.
You bring that up. Think about this, though. Okada comes in, wins the Royal Rumble. At WrestleMania, Heyman turns on Roman, and now Okada has Heyman as a mouthpiece, who goes on to feud with Punk, and then we have a triple threat at 41 by Tunney.
I don't think he wins the Rumble. What I would say for the Rumble, since I said we're going to save something for AJ later, AJ makes his return at 1, and then you hear the coins drop for number 2. So it would be AJ and Okada for about 2 minutes. Everyone gets hyped. Everyone pops. And then the Royal Rumble goes on as it does. And then Styles throws Okada out, making it into the final four. Obviously, Styles isn't going to win it, because now he's going to have a match with Okada at Mania.
I will just say that if Okada's coming out as a surprise of the Rumble, I don't think it's 2. But that'd be really interesting. DP, what do you got?
I agree with you, Tunney, as far as, you know, what's best for him health-wise, like if he wants to keep wrestling for a longer time, and WWE is the best place to be. You know, it doesn't have to work as many, you know, dates. He can, you know, can be a little more forgiving for him. He's got, you know, he's got some options there. You know, it's all going to come down to what he wants to do, obviously. You know, if he has options, if he wants to be like a trainer and really get into that, get in more into the business side of things, you know, I'm almost feeling like he's going to stick with New Japan there.
Right.
But he definitely has that option with AEW because he knows the guys, but
He can still go to WWE for 2 or 3 years and go back to Japan and do that. And his stock would be even higher when he came back to Japan if they did it the right way. But
And that's the thing too, right? If you want to look for making your, I mean, he's a huge name in New Japan.
I mean, Okada could be the one
global for Okada WWE.
Okada could be the
such
one
a
that
star he could be.
Okada could be the one that builds the bridge between WWE and New Japan.
Definitely. I mean, that's their biggest star, and if they can work together, you know, and do that, man, the back and forth they could have,
sure,
that would be just phenomenal.
It would put the forbidden door bullshit to, you know, like look like a fucking, you know, carnival
that and
backyard wrestling.
Keebler
Elf's door
had a tree.
You also had Nakamura face.
Did you say the Keebler Elf door in the tree?
God.
Can you look up how to spell Keebler?
I think it's a double E.
No, I think it's
E's.
I think it's K E I B.
No, it's
K E
B B.
No, it's K E I B L E R. Keebler.
No, that's Stacy Keebler.
So it's K E E B L E R.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think it's spelled the same way as Stacy Keebler.
I tried.
But what I was trying to say, but what I was saying was they even let Nakamura face Muda and Noah earlier in the year, like in January. So if they have that nice relationship with Okada and Okada's like, yeah, go talk to New Japan, AEW's fucked.
AEW's already kind of fucked unless they can kind of find a way to grow up backstage. But anyway, we've had a great show today, guys. I do believe so. A lot of great talk about some gigantic names in the business. Great round of trivia. I fucking just dominated today. Let's get out of here. AJ, tell everybody where they can find you, and you don't have to plug the website today.
Yeah, I know. I don't have to do that. You can follow me at PhenomenalAJB all over the place. Also, I'm going to throw a little tidbit and little thing here. I think I'm going to start dabbling in video game streaming soon, so keep an eye on that whenever I drop that down. Because, God, I really liked actually being home and doing shit for once.
Well, don't you have the streaming already set up? Why don't we just share that? And I'll do that when I play Fortnite and Tiger Woods.
I was before my Fortnite probably will be on there.
I go Fortnite released. Oh shit.
True story. Well, you can actually play now? No. You didn't like
I mean,
it.
I'll start playing.
The first time DP ever fucking tell me when you want to play. I'll play all the time. Not Lego, regular Fortnite. But the first fucking match of Fortnite DP ever played with me was doubles, and we won. And somehow he doesn't like the game, so I'm like, whatever. All right, DP.
Does that tell you about you?
Fuck you. AJ, were you finished? I'm sorry. You're the favorite right now.
I was finished, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, shithead, why don't you fucking tell everybody all about your dumbass?
You can find me all over the world on social media.
You can find me at go fuck yourself, PC Tunny.
.org.
Is that actually the thing? Because I can smoke a bag of that and get behind it.
Fuck you too, damn it! There's no favorite. Where's Chris?
He quit.
Yeah, he quit again. We'll see him in another 3 years.
Go ahead. Sorry. Finish.
That's it. That's it. Podcast DWI and Facebook.com/DWI podcast.
Follow me at it's me, DPP. All right. Well, you can follow me at PC Tunny. Continue listening to Chairshot Radio Network on all your favorite streaming platforms. That will not change. Don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/Chairshot. Makes a great gift for the holidays. We'll see you next week.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hot clothes, hot clothes. What do you got there? You fucking bullguarded that the whole show? He's got the Funko. He's got the Steve Austin.
He's got the Funko Zamboni.
Zamboni Funko. Unbelievable.
Pre-ordered this 6 months ago. It finally showed up. I forgot all about it last night. I'm like, what the hell is this? Oh, jackpot. Steve Austin My Funko. Goodness. With the driving the Zamboni.
Wow, that's fucking awesome. do you got the glass break? Because we can get out of here. I just want the glass break.
Glass break, but you can cut it if you want.
Well, don't worry, I'll overplay it. Wait for it, folks.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.